100, Grace.
100, 100.
100 weeks. That's a lot of weeks.
That's a lot of weeks. 100 weeks, 100 episodes, one probably over 100 hours.
Well, you know? Yeah, I mean, most shows are near an hour.
Yeah.
Some have been over an hour.
Some have been over.
Yeah, I'd say probably over 100 hours. 100 episodes. How many episodes did you think we would make it to?
Definitely not 100. Let's see. Maybe 40, maybe 20 to 40.
You gave me 20 episodes. Jeez. Wow. Your confidence level was
so low. I might have given me 20 to 40. Huh. I think it was more on my own side of like how long is Eric going to put up with me before he replaces me with somebody else?
Interesting. Well, I think we're doing pretty good. We're getting better as time goes by.
Yeah.
We are improving our... I'm improving. I feel like I've improved on my video being live skills, even though I'm not very good.
Look at that. You even smile sometimes. I love it. Look at that. Oh, yeah. That is a great smile.
I wonder if we're going to have any viewership for this, because it's the first episode that's different time.
Yeah.
And day, Sunday mm-hmm. at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Most people should be free if they plan their day accordingly.
Yeah, depending on how long their long run is.
All right. Well, it's Sunday. It's noon. It was a very busy Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
The idiot race occurred. We want to talk about that a little bit. We want to talk about the show over the past 100 weeks a little bit. I want to talk about replacing you with my...
This is how you're going to break it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I thought
this was the easiest way to just break the ice real quick. You know, get on with it.
So. Okay, good. Appreciate that.
All right. You ready for the rhyme? I have no jokes today. Sunday's okay. Not a jokey day. We don't joke on Sundays.
No, serious.
I have no facts today.
We don't know anything.
We don't know anything today, so we're just going to get on with the show, but I still have the opening line. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hold on, I am not. Okay, I'm ready now. Grace, listen up. This show is a milestone, and an amazing rhyme is something I've thought about and wondered. I can't figure one out, so let's just do episode 100. I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
One hundred episodes. Okay, what? You want to talk about the weekend first?
No.
Okay,
I want. You better give me some respect for that darn rhyme, because I want you to sit there just for a hot second and come up with a rhyme for 100. It's virtually impossible. And I
Oh my gosh. I can't.
No, you're not gonna do it. You're Googling stuff. No,
I can. I can.
What are you doing?
Ready? Ready? Here we go. For our 100th show, we're ready to go with laughs, good stories, and plenty of flow. From the trails to the mic, we've hit our stride. Here's to the next 100. What a wild ride. ChatGPT coming through.
You ran nothing with the word 100.
Yeah.
Loser. No, you did not. You took the easy way out, but that's okay. It's cute. I like it, but definitely not as good as what I did.
It's not as good as what you did. Yours is more original. It was better in every way, which means I think you should continue with the rhyme every single week, and I should not be taking that task over. So good job. Keep doing good.
I just thought about it. I get to start over from episode one now. Uh-huh. So 101. So I'll just, yeah, that's good. All right. Anyway, enough with the rhymes. All right, we were going to do the cute show together at noon today after the idiot race. Grace was going to be here. We were going to be together. One of the few shows that we do together.
Yeah.
And Grace decided to change that and just go home last night.
I did.
No, it was, I'm just kidding. It was, it made sense. She needed to get home so she could do things on Sunday. Long day yesterday, and we have a busy day today. So it's okay because we're going to say the same things as if we were together.
Yeah. We were going to be together. I did decide to go home and not intrude on your entire Sunday. You still have one person left, though, from the weekend. You haven't been able to get rid of yet.
Yeah.
But I did decide to get home. I was super sad. But I'm going to get my laundry done today, and that'll be exciting. I also smelled really bad. I probably should have taken a shower earlier, but
I didn't notice. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad you made it home safe. And yesterday was an amazing day. I guess we might as well jump right into the idiot race.
Yeah.
The all-in idiot race adventure. Now this was, I tried to come up with a different format for the winter idiot race and the summer idiot race every time we have one, just to keep it mixed up, whether it's distance or time or other stuff thrown in there. The idiot adventure was the runners. I'm just going to say 55 of them didn't have any idea of whether they're running a 4 mile loop or an 8 mile loop at my house, or how many loops they had to do. And the reason it's called All In Idiot Adventure is because it's based on a flip of a coin to determine the 4 or 8 mile loop and a roll of the dice, as they do at the casinos, to determine the number of loops.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna put all your money in, or you're going all in type of thing. So that was the idea.
Uh-huh.
And so people signed up based on just wanting to come to the event. And they knew figured out what they were running less than 5 minutes before the race started is when I flipped the coin and rolled the dice. The coin flip determined that they were running a 4 mile loop, and the dice, which may have had a couple cute little dots on some spots,
added.
I don't know how that happened.
Super weird.
We rolled two dice and they was a total of 13. So the runners had to run. The loop is 4.3 miles, which equates to a total of 56 miles, I believe, if you were to run the whole thing.
Yeah.
56 miles with roughly, the watches vary a little bit, but it ended up being 10,000 feet of gain. So the numbers were pretty great. It wasn't an event that went 24 hours or anything, but it was an event that, it's a good day of training. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was definitely a good day of training. And the people who completed the full distance were pretty speedy too. So we ended up, it felt like an early day, even though it was, 12 hours of running.
Yeah, Gabe Batdorf was the overall winner of the event in a time of 10 hours and 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And this human sitting next to me who's going to come on the show right now, Kaylee Frederick, was the first female in a blistering fast time of 10:28. So literally 20 minutes behind Gabe after 10 hours of running is pretty phenomenal. Gabe's a very strong, fast runner. And so also, so is Kaylee.
Yeah.
And then finally, actually, there was three total people that finished the complete race. This event's made for, you know, you're allowed to come out and just do what you want or do what you can. Mm-hmm. But three people completed the 56 miles with 10,000 feet of gain. And rounding out that top three was Levi Malone, who set a distance PR by he had run a 50K before, and now he just ran a 56 miles. So 25 miles PR.
Yeah. And quite a few PRs set over the weekend. And it's surprising how many people use this race to set distance PRs or time PRs. I did. You know, my very first time running the Idiot Run, that was my time PR and my distance PR. I think that's pretty cool for something that, you know, you'll never find on Ultra Sign Up or Run Sign Up or anything like that, that people use that as their opportunity to go a little farther, a little longer.
Yeah, now that you say that, it's funny because I think that's, in my opinion, the reason there was only three finishers, three people who completed the distance of 56 miles was probably more or less because it's not a race on Ultra Sign Up. Mm-hmm. And the pressure isn't there to do that. And it's just a fun time in the woods with friends, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But the fact that there are, I think, I don't know, if I were to guess, it had to be at least five or six people set their own personal distance PRs yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters. I don't care if there's no finishers of the actual distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite moment?
My favorite moment of the race.
Yeah.
Being the or of the event, being the person that had to man the aid station and things. Oh, you put me on the spot with this. probably getting glitter smeared all over my face unexpectedly by some wacko. I don't know. I might get back to you on that while I think that through. My favorite. I love every single time I find out that somebody just set a distance PR, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a super lot of fun. And Angie had gotten special glitter made that had little dice in it. And so there were a few of us with glitter on our faces, and we wanted you to not feel left out. So you got some glitter on your face.
We or you?
Both.
So this was Kaylee's first Idiot Runner event ever, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here. Kaylee is a pancake flat runner. No, I'm kidding.
No.
But she enjoys the loop type of format, mostly flat races. And she's training for bigger mountain stuff this year a little more. But she came here really not knowing what to expect, and she crushed it yesterday. Consistency is what she does best in any race. Watching these other people just blow up early, and she remains constant, and that's the name of the game in a lot of our running and racing. It really is a key.
And I think Kaylee is the perfect person to have on today for our 100th episode, because one, she's a past guest, mm-hmm. and two, I think she represents really well both the front and the back, both the front of the pack, the business in the front, and the party in the back, because she brings about a lot of business and it also brings a lot of party. So I think this is very appropriate.
We like to party sometimes.
We do like to party.
We do like to party.
Kaylee, what was your favorite moment?
Okay, favorite moment. First lap. All right, so sun is like coming up. All right. So I was like, I think I was like the fifth person at this point. But like there was like no one around me because the fast people would just decide to run. And then the next group, I feel like, was kind of far back. But I was at the top of the hill. But then I started like going down the hill. I was like, dang, this is really fun. Like the downhill part. But then I was like, you look to the left and the sun was like half over the ridge, and it was like orange and red, and it was the most perfect thing. Like, it might have been prettier for the people that were actually behind me at the very top before mm-hmm. they were going down. But I don't know, where I was at was just like perfect.
Oh, that was a great moment.
Yeah, it was so pretty where I was at.
Yeah. I remember that first climb. I was talking to Daryl Lehman, who's also been in the show. And we were telling some stories back and forth or whatever. And he stops and he said, wait a minute. Hold on. Look at the sunrise. I'm like, man, that's a good sunrise. We had to stop our stories and look at that sunrise for a little bit. I think that's one of the fun things about this course. You see the sunrise and then you see the sunset. And sometimes you get to see the sunrise again.
If you're so lucky.
Yeah. Waiting for that.
Now, through the years, past 6.5 years, we've had some amazing sunrises on that. Just the way how long it takes to get to the top of the Silly Hill and the time the race starts, we've gotten lucky.
Yeah, it was a really, really good day. It was great weather. It was cold for sure, but it was a dry cold and the sun came out quite a bit and that was lovely. So we didn't have precipitation and that was nice, I think.
Yeah, I think we started out somewhere between, from what I was hearing, 0 degrees and 7 degrees mm-hmm. at the race start. And it did warm up. When we say warm up, got into the 20s by midday, I think. Sun popped out a little bit, breeze picked up a little bit. But it was a pretty much perfect day for the event as far as weather goes for a winter race.
Yeah, it was a great day. Ask me about my favorite moments. Come on, ask me.
Grace, what was your least favorite moment of the day?
Oh, least favorite moment of the day was leaving. That was.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah, that was for sure my least favorite moment.
All right, great. Hold your breath for this one. I have a really good question for you. What was your favorite? Wait, what's the question? Favorite moment of the day.
I had a lot of favorite moments. So one of the top definitely, was the night before hangout with Kaylee because we got the giggles really bad and it was a lot of fun. And I did attempt to squat her. And if I wasn't in my slippy socks, I think I could have done it. So that was a lot of fun. And then, getting to spend some more and that kind of loops in with getting to spend some time with some people who I normally don't get to spend time with. Like, we interact a lot through social media, but getting that one-on-one time together physically. So I got to spend time with Kaylee. I got to spend time with Daryl. And there was me, Callie, Angie, and Nicole. We ran together last year at the Idiot Race. So that's not uncommon. But we became this little blob that started consuming other runners. So we consumed Meg into our blob, and then we tried to get Leah into our blob. And we were trying to, like, we couldn't move fast enough. There were a couple of runners ahead of us that we weren't able to consume, but we were trying to consume more people. Oh, and Jen DeVore joined our group and Laura joined our group. And I don't get to spend a ton of time with Jen DeVore either. So that was really great. And so getting to spend more one-on-one time with people who I don't see as often, or if I do see them at a race, I only see them at the very beginning and the very end, and that's it. I don't get to see them during the day. And I really, really enjoyed that. Hi, Nicole. Nicole said hi. And also, I was super excited to see Meg do her first ultra because she did not plan on doing that day. She came out, her longest distance was 21 miles, and she wanted to beat her distance by doing 22 miles, and she did 34. And she didn't know she was going to do 34 miles, but she did. And it was amazing. So I really enjoyed seeing Meg come in, having done a distance PR. And her husband, Tom, also had a distance PR that day. But I think he's done some longer distance more often than her. So he was a little closer to it. That was definitely not something she planned on doing. That's always fun.
Yeah, I mean, there's four... at least four people that have that I can think of that got PRs. I don't know if there was any more.
Adam did a distance PR. Miller,
so there's five. So between Levi Malone, mm-hmm. Anna B, Megan Ann, Tom Waltman, and Adam Miller, at least.
I think Alexis did too.
Well, maybe, but either way, that's pretty cool. You know, you're talking about favorite moment of the day. I don't know if I can pick just one moment because those days yesterday are very important to me. And I tend to get pretty depressed, especially tomorrow when I go back to work, because at least today I have off and it's fun. Even though I can tell you going up to the garage to clean up like hurts my soul because I wait a long time for these events. And then it's just like no one's left and it's nothing but the unfun parts.
Yeah.
But one thing that I continues to blow my mind, and because I've told you this before, like I put people up on this pedestal, you know, like good runners are like, whoa, they're there. I'm here. That's where we're going to be. But they become my friends. And it's insane. Yeah. To me. Like the number one race director in the area, Craig Fleming, came and ran at my house yesterday.
Yes.
Like most people are probably laughing, thinking this, that's cool. So what? He had a free Sunday or Saturday to run. But it's more than that to me, you know, mm-hmm. It's not just him. It's, you know, John Schaefer, who is one of the biggest volunteers or trail maintainers around, you know, he brought up firewood for us and hung out all day and ran all day.
Yeah.
That means the most to me, these people that I'm blown away that think that the idiot race is worth coming to.
Yeah. And it's so worth an entire weekend. And I took some time off work to make sure I got up there at a decent time. And it's completely worth it. And Craig was another one who I never get to see outside of races when he's race directing. So he's busy. So I got to spend some time with Craig. There's so many moments. I love this race so much. I can't wait for the next one. Every single time, it is amazing. Oh, and also when our little blob was out, I don't know what to call it. So our little group was running. We were running down the road. And then suddenly this truck comes along and Callie stands in the middle of the road in front of the truck. Well, it was Albert. She recognized the truck. It was her husband, Albert. And Albert had brought pizza. And so he got the pizza out and he flipped the bed of the truck down. So we all got hot pizza out on the road in the middle of nowhere. That was a really cool moment. It was so good. It was so good. And today is going to be sad and tomorrow is going to be even sadder. At least we have frozen snot to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah, you said it best yesterday at one point. We were kind of talking, though. It's just like, I don't know, there's something about it. And I guess I think a lot of what has to do with it is the fact that there isn't near the pressure that's involved with racing. Right. Racing, even if you're not front of the pack, if you're back of the pack, you still have to pay quite a bit of money. You still commit. You still feel like you should be trained up. But, you know, I try to make these idiot adventures something that is for everybody. Even if you don't run at all, you can come walk until your heart's is full. But that's what makes it so fun, and it's a lot of camaraderie, a lot of friendship group, like you said, your group that consume people, like that's what it's about. Consume the people that are running by themselves who don't know anybody else that are there. Like, thank you for that, because that's what the event's about. But it is. It brings out the best of trail running, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we consume Tawny too.
Nice.
Hey, girl. And John Schaefer for a little bit. He was consumed in our group. Ah, oh, it was just so. It was so much. It was so much. I love this sport. It's a lot of fun.
So let's get back to those few that raced it. Gabe has won an idiot runner event before. I forget the format of last winter, but I believe he won last winter. So Gabe is in tip-top shape. He's training hard. He ran an amazing race. And then Kaylee Frederick went out there and just didn't really know what to expect, but ran as consistently as she could. And I will brag, like, her splits, you know, half and half were almost identical, which is
nice.
Incredible for the amount of gain that's involved with that. Correct. With this loop. She, I mean, 10,000 feet of gain is something that tires out a lot of people towards the end. Mm-hmm. And she remained consistent, knowing where to let loose, like on, she's a down, you know, her, she's good at downhill. So she kept her pace downhill and kept her power hiking on the uphills. But how did it go for you overall, Miss Kaylee?
It was pretty good. I think after like the first two loops, I was trying to figure out where to walk because I didn't know the course. And then after the third loop, we were pretty much locked in. So we had our walks exactly the same, but it really wasn't as bad as I thought. Like once you got to the top of the climb, it was all runnable. And like once you got back onto the mid-state trail, and then you could just run. And that part was actually very fun to just like run down. Because like you said, I can run downhill. Not very great at uphill, but we can run downhill.
Now, what was your fastest mile?
Mile 56. It was like an 8:30.
That's great.
We like to go faster at the end. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to bring it in hot. You don't want to bring it in cold.
Exactly. You just have adrenaline. So you might as well just use it while nothing hurts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I was a little worried in the beginning on the downhill. I was like, I don't want to blow myself up. So I slowed down a little bit, but like I was still running pretty decent. Like I didn't really blow up my quads or anything. So that was good. Mm-hmm. But I think it was laps 9 and 10 and 11 weren't great, but Lauren actually ran two of them with me, but I was just mentally not where we were supposed to be. I was like, this is stupid. And I felt like my splits were getting so bad. They really weren't. I got a little slower on the uphill the last like five loops, but it was actually pretty much just the same. But I was mentally like, wow, it's all over. I'm not even being consistent anymore. What's the point in running? But we actually were consistent. We were just being silly, but we got control of our head, so it was okay.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Yeah, and you pushed Gabe, and there were some other just really strong female runners there as well for different reasons, stop shorter. But I think they kept you pushing earlier on. Gabe kept you pushing earlier on because there were some other folks there who were moving along pretty strong.
Like the first half, I feel like there was the first like six loops, there were a lot of people still going pretty decently. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew Gabe was pretty far ahead of me, so I was just trying not to lap him. And he was, I don't know if he was trying to lap me or just trying not to let me catch him, but people kept telling us both different things. So we just both kept trying to keep running.
Nice. And I think the course, I kind of break it up in my head, and I think everybody does. They break it into different sections. There's the yard, the road, the uphill, the field, the downhill, the hedgerow, the road, and then the yard again. That's the course. And you did a little bit of mental, like, I think you were trying to psych some people out pre-race. Can you break down what you were saying to kind of psych out some of the competition?
Wait, I was? Who was I trying to psych out?
Were you trash talking?
No, wait.
She was trash talking. She, what? Remember you were saying you were gonna go out at an easy.
Yeah, I remember what I was saying now. I was gonna run the whole race, 6 minute mile, and then on the uphill 6:45, and on the downhill 5:30s, easy. The whole race.
A nice easy downhill at a 5:30.
Yeah, very easy downhill because I didn't want to blow myself up. So
that's right.
I don't remember trashing anybody.
Yeah, that was some good trash talk. I thought that was fun.
Definitely made everyone nervous. Didn't play under the radar very well yesterday. People kind of knew where it was at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good day. Good day.
Oh gosh. And we have you're gonna have another one in the summer, right?
That's the plan. July 12th, I got to come up with a format. As soon as I do, it's going to be plastered out there in some private event somewhere on the Facebooks.
Mm-hmm. And so the format changes every single time. You've had several different types of formats. We'll see what this one is, but if anybody has any fun ideas, I mean, they should probably comment, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm for sure going to take them and take credit for them.
Yeah.
That's what I do because I'm that type of person. I'm going to just basically steal them. But if you have them, give them to me by all means. Yeah.
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 I already put in my couple of ideas. One is to just do 48 hours. That's one of my ideas. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is a point system where you get points based off of how much you can eat. And mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I would win that one. So I think these are two solid formats.
Who was it that came up with the run naked with weapons, though? That was one of them.
Somehow, I don't remember those two things being put together. I do remember Rhoda highly endorsing the weapon idea. I don't remember if it was hers or not, but she definitely endorsed it. And so especially anybody who's won a weapon in the past, which I have my sword right here. And so if you've ever gotten a weapon at one of the races, then you fight with the weapon.
Right. Yeah. So that would be seven runners would have weapons if all that have won come to, wait, well, I'm trying to think how many females, I don't know, but yeah, it could, there's your weapon. I don't know what you could do with that. I mean, you could probably stick it in an orifice or something. I don't know.
100th episode is going dark.
You might be able to make people run faster if they know that's what you're going to do.
This is a turning point for the show.
Yeah, that was a cool award I gave out. I remember them.
Yeah, yeah. There were, I think, five of us who got one that year.
So yeah, that was pretty cool. We've had everywhere from Last Man Standing event to 100 mile attempt event. And then a bunch of like, some, you have so many hours and whoever runs the most loops in that amount of hours wins. But I mean, anybody who is, I keep pleading for these people, for anybody who wants to have a fun day and not worry about how far they can or can't run. The summer event is the premier event because you come here, you do whatever, you know, do whatever you can based on the format, or race it if you want. And then hopefully, usually it's a nice enough day. We hang out in the backyard with a campfire and a grill and we just talk and get to know each other and have a good party.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, I guess it's time to, we can move on from the idiot race. The weekend is just about over.
Close the book on it. It's done.
Congrats to Levi, Kaylee, and Gabe for completing the full distance yesterday. It's hard where they, I mean, I don't know. I think it's hard. So, yeah. And everybody else that came out and did what they did, thank you for coming and congrats.
Yeah. Now is the book closed?
Yeah. That was just a,
okay.
Yes, I think.
It's an epilogue.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. If you want, you can be on if you want. So back to the 100th show. What do we have to say about this? Do you want to talk about where we've been, where we're going?
Yeah.
You do?
Also, here's one of the things that I want to talk about because it's a fun time to talk about it. I want to hear from you. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm stretching.
Do you need a break?
No, we're good. I can do this.
Okay. Yeah, you can. I believe in you. So I thought we'd do a little behind the scenes and talk about any things that people might not realize because they might be listening to this on the podcast. Maybe they don't see the video or they just can't see the things that we see before and after the show, during the show, where we are physically. So let's do a little behind the scenes of what's really happening on the show. And I'll give you one little tidbit that you're probably the only person who knows this. You ready for my first one?
I'm very excited for this. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one is, and if you watch the YouTube version, while the intro song is playing, there are some fun graphics along with that song. So you cannot see myself or Eric, but we use an application called StreamYard. That's what we use. And it with StreamYard, I can see him behind the scenes and he can see me behind the scenes. But anybody who's watching this just sees this graphic pop up that's really cool visuals, and then they play the intro song. So behind the scenes, pretty much every single episode, I dance. And that is a fun fact that people probably don't know. I just like our little intro song, and so I dance to it every single time.
Yeah, man, get you in the mood, it gets you blood flowing a little bit.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You are definitely correct. You definitely dance every time. And I don't know if everybody knows this, but she's usually shoving her face full of food like seconds before the show starts. I don't know how she pulls it off every time without the show starting with like her mouth full of chewed up food. But she's finishing her dinner as I'm pushing that live button, and it's impressive. And she continues to do it and pull it off. So kudos to you.
Thank you. I get a little hangry if I don't. And I have it's a tight timeline. I get out of work at 5. I'll often go to the gym, or I go to Scrubby's Run or something like that. And then I have a little bit of time to eat, and then it's time for the podcast. And so, yeah. We'll talk to our guest before the show. Like, we usually check audio and things like that. So if we do have a guest, we'll check with the guest, and I'm eating that entire time while I'm talking to the guest, which is probably really rude, but I'm hungry and I don't want to wait another hour to eat, 'cause then it's like 8:30. So yeah.
Yeah, you definitely don't have to explain yourself. I know what it's like, and Monday nights is definitely more limited time, and you gotta fit things in where you can fit them in.
Yeah, and I think you know, we're probably one of the few podcasts that does it live every time, so we don't do anything pre-recorded, which also means we can't edit things out. Yeah. Maybe that's a bad thing, but but we're on a timeline, like we're on a schedule, and it's not like we can wait 10 minutes, you know?
Right. No, one thing, since it is our 100th episode and you're giving away your little secrets and stuff, uh-huh. I guess I'll give one away. I don't, and even you don't realize this, but for every single episode all the way through today's 100th episode, I do every show with no pants on at all. just a shirt. It started with the first show, and our first show went so good, and I'm a what's the word, if it goes good, you want to stick with it. So I figured, well, number 2 and 3 all the way through 100, I'm going with no underwear and no pants.
Okay.
I mean, the only downside is the chair gets chilly sometimes when I first.
Yeah, I still don't believe this.
No, you shouldn't believe it.
I definitely don't believe this one. Because another thing, which I think some people know, and I've hinted at this a couple of times, is a lot of the time on your side, I can hear your wife giggling in the background. Right. So a lot of times, and I think they're like doing things. So Becky might not be paying attention the whole time, but she'll hear something and then she'll giggle about it. And I can hear her, or I at least know that she's there. So sometimes the girls are there and sometimes Becky's there. So you're definitely not pantsless now, 'cause I know that there's usually other people in the room with you.
I could, you know, I don't want to be totally grotesque, but I can turn around and prove to you that I am, if you know what I mean.
You've shown that side of yourself so many times that I don't think I need to see it again.
All right, that's fair. I wouldn't do that on our 100th episode. That would ruin people.
We would lose viewers, or they would switch over to the audio only version. Yeah. But I will say that I don't always have pants on. Sometimes I have my hot pants, my shorts.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
What happens below the camera stays below the camera.
That's right.
I mean, I think that's Hollywood for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely have done episodes pantsless. I don't have a bunch of people in the house. There's just sometimes Jason is here, sometimes he's not. And sometimes he'll come into the kitchen. So the kitchen's right over here. And he'll come into the kitchen and do something in the kitchen, and then he'll walk away. And he's usually not paying attention at all.
No, see, let me tell you something. Like this current moment, I have my oldest daughter just staring at me. And this is my
picture.
This is my life every Monday night. I have to, so I have it harder than you do. And I have to learn how to deal with these things, these decoys or whatever you want to call them that are out there trying to throw me off my game.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that that's happening. And I think about that sometimes with things that we're talking about. Like, I know there's other people in the room with you. Yeah. Yeah. Jason will just, he'll walk through. He doesn't pay attention to it at all. Nope.
Yeah, so I do my podcast here in the dining room at my kitchen table. I don't have a room. I wish I had an office. It might make it a little more.
You know what? And so I do kind of have an office. We have this back room it's like a kind of like a second living room. Mm-hmm. So we have this back room, and I used to work remotely. So I made a desk for myself, and like behind me, I have a printer. Like this was my office, and that's why I have my degrees on the wall because I'm very proud of them. But like that, I have all stuff in here that looks very office-y, and that's why, is because it used to be my work. Now I go into the office every day, but I used to work remote. And something that people might not know is 99% of the time I'm standing, I'm not sitting.
Yeah, even me, like it look when you're close, it does look like you're sitting.
Yeah,
and I'm standing too.
No, you're not. There you go.
I'm gonna start standing. I don't have a desk. I don't know. I'm not gonna hold the laptop the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I have this lovely standing desk that sits on top of this desk that Jason made for me. It's really nice. And so when I worked from home, I didn't sit. I stood most of the day. So yeah, I use a standing desk.
Good. Good. So looking forward, we're going to continue doing what we're doing. I don't think we're going to change much.
Not a thing. I am still going to eat immediately before the show. You continue to not wear pants.
I mean, maybe I'll start with the tops too. Just take it all off. I don't know. We might be able to make more money or we would lose money somehow.
Yeah.
I'll think it through. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's our plan, is that we continue Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern. We, I think still plan to show up and do some live stuff, here and there. 'Cause those are fun. Our live events are fun. Then we get to sit next to each other, which is super fun, and talk to people live, which is super fun. 'Cause you get hugs. I don't know. It's cool. I like it.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Nothing's going to change much. 100 episodes. I'm still blown away that it does not feel like we've been doing it for that long. That's the biggest thing. I mean, we're coming up on how many weeks are in a year? 52?
Yeah.
52. So you're telling me in 4 episodes, we're going to be at 2 years?
Yeah, we're going to be at 2 years.
Ooh. That's dumb, because we're having 2 big anniversary shows in like 4 weeks, 3 mm-hmm. weeks.
Yeah, it's a lot 4 of work. Weeks.
That's cool. We'll try to have somebody big on for the 2-year banger. And this coming Monday will be the Monday after the Frozen Snot, which is at least the East Coast's hardest half marathon as far as elevation gain goes. You're looking at 6,000-ish feet of gain over 13 miles, I believe, just under 6,000. Mm-hmm. I am racing the first ever 25K version, as are you.
Yeah, I am.
So we will have plenty to talk about from that race. Hopefully, maybe we'll try to grab somebody from that race to be on to talk about it also. It looks like it's going... I just looked at the weather, and I don't even want to talk about it right now because...
It looks terrible.
Ooh, I don't even know. Ice and rain and not good. So we shall see how that folds out. We are still a week out, 5 days out, and we know the weather changes a lot. So I'm banking on that.
Yeah.
But it does not look great. And so we'll see. And we'll talk about that next Monday.
Yeah.
Anything else we want for the good of this 100th episode on a Sunday afternoon?
Oh my gosh. 100 episodes. I hope you love listening in, at least a couple of you, because we love doing this because it's so super fun.
Yeah. And I guess we can, for those watching, I can't believe we got as many live viewers today as we did, being that it's a new different time and day. But we are joining the Frozen Snot crew tonight at 8 o'clock as they discuss the next weekend's rules and changes and happenings of what's going on for next week's Frozen Snot. And we were honored enough to, or lucky enough to be asked to be on their show at 8 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that are here and are also going to be there, we will see you then. Even though we're seeing you now. And that's it. Otherwise, we'll see you guys next Monday, right, Grace?
We should show up at the because the live stream thingy for Frozen Snot is 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. We should both show up pantsless.
Oh, I was gonna say let's talk about what we're wearing so we look like we're
a duo. You want a twin?
What's that? Yeah. How are we going to do that?
Well, my plan was to wear my Frozen Snot plaid shirt. Do you have the Frozen Snot plaid shirt? Because you weren't there last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was there. I don't know.
Was it last year or the year before?
No, I know what you're talking about. I don't know where it's at. Becky says I know where it's at. I don't know. If I find it, I'll let you know. Otherwise, I plan on wearing a tuxedo.
Okay.
Really, really go all out.
I don't have a tuxedo.
That's all right. I'll just be better than you.
Well, I'll figure something out.
Yeah, as will I. But either way, yeah, we'll see you tonight. It's going to be past my bedtime, so I may be cranky. I'm not sure yet. Be prepared for that.
Okay. Let's do a rhyme. We should come up with a rhyme for it.
We, you know, like you've actually helped me with any of my rhymes. 100, Grace. Rhyme with 100.
I contribute energy.
You do good. You contribute plenty. That's what this is about. We're a team. And all right, that's all I got. Can you take us out here?
Yeah. Like it and share it and subscribe it and all those very cool things so that more people can join in on the fun because it's super fun. And join us Mondays, not tomorrow, but most Mondays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Join us live on the YouTubes and the Facebooks and all the cool things. And you're amazing. And you should probably thank yourself for being so awesome. And you too, Eric.
Well, yeah, I just thanked myself in my head.
Okay, good.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next Monday. Enjoy your week.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.